Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, January 8th, 2018. Welcome to Day 354. Donald Trump's legal team anticipates special counsel Robert Mueller will ask to interview Trump as part of the Russia probe. NBC News says the team wants to submit written responses to Mueller's questions instead of having Trump appear for a formal one-on-one sit-down. One person with direct knowledge of the discussions described them as, quote, preliminary and ongoing. Next, Axios says Trump requires more executive time to watch TV, make phone calls, and tweet than he did in the early days of his presidency. The official schedule says Trump spends his, quote, executive time in the Oval Office every morning from around 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., but officials say it's spent in his residence. Trump often comes down to the Oval Office around 11 a.m. By comparison, George W. Bush usually started his day in the Oval Office at 6:45 a.m., and Obama would arrive between 9 and 10 a.m. after his morning exercise. That's not all. Trump has several additional hours of executive time sprinkled throughout his schedule. All told, Trump spends roughly 5 hours of executive time over the course of an 8-hour workday. Next up, Jake Tapper abruptly ended an interview with White House advisor Stephen Miller on CNN's State of the Union on Sunday. Miller was there to talk about Michael Wolff's new book, Fire and Fury, inside the Trump White House, but refused to answer questions about Trump directly and repeatedly attempted to shift the conversation toward criticism of CNN.
Do you think tweets like that help or hurt the cause that the president is stable and up for the job?
Not only do I think they help it, but I think in the toxic environment that you've created here in CNN and cable news, which is a real crisis of legitimacy for your network, and we saw it, of course, with the extremely fake news you reported about the Don Jr. and WikiLeaks story. That was a huge embarrassment for your network.
Stephen.
Just like the huge embarrassment you had when you got the Comey testimony wrong.
Stephen, I'm trying to get to the issue of the president's fitness, which a lot of people are questioning.
And I'm getting to the issue of your fitness. But the president's tweets absolutely reaffirmed the plain spoken truth. A self-made billionaire revolutionized reality TV and tapped into something magical that's happening in the hearts of this country. The people that you don't...
The president has approval rating in the 30s. I don't know what magical you're talking about.
The people that you don't connect with and understand, the people whose manufacturing jobs have left, who've been besieged by high-crime communities, and who've been affected by a policy of uncontrolled immigration, those voices, those experiences, don't get covered on this network. To prove the point, I was booked to talk about the very issues I'm just describing, and you're not even asking about them, because they're not interesting facts to you.
That's not true. I have plenty of questions on immigration. You've attempted to filibuster by talking about your flights with the president.
The reason why I want to talk about the president's experiences, what I've seen with him traveling to meet dozens of foreign leaders, with his incredible work.
Okay, you're not answering the questions.
No,
I understand.
You have 24 hours a day of anti-Trump
Stephen,
material,
you're being,
and you're not going to give 3 minutes for the American people
I get
to hear
it.
The real experience
of
Donald Trump.
There's one viewer that you care about right now, and you're being obsequious.
No,
you're being
which,
a factotum
no,
in order
being,
to please him, okay?
No.
And I think I've wasted enough of my viewers' time. As Republicans lawmakers call for Attorney General Jeff Sessions to resign, in a major reversal, Democrats are now coming to his defense. What changed? We'll ask the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee next.
Miller then refused to leave the CNN set and had to be escorted off the premises. Meanwhile, NBC News and Newsweek say the prospect of Trump's removal from office is an almost daily topic of conversation inside the White House, according to Michael Wolff.
It's that bad. I mean, it's an extraordinary moment in time. And the last several days focused on my book, I think, are proof of this. This is what happened here. What's going on here? This is, you know, I think not an exaggeration and not unreasonable. And it's not unreasonable to say this is 25th Amendment kind of stuff. This is, I mean,
did anybody say that in the West Wing to you?
All the time.
25th Amendment. They would bring up the 25th Amendment?
Yes. Actually, they would say, we're not in the mid period, we're not at a 25th Amendment level yet. Or they would.
It's alarming.
This is alarming in every way. And then this went on. Okay, this is a little 25th Amendment. So 25th Amendment is a concept that is alive every day in the White House.
The 25th Amendment outlines the process of removal in case a sitting president is, quote, unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office, end quote. And finally, Axios and CNN say Steve Bannon apologized for his critical comments of Donald Trump Jr. Bannon said he regrets not walking back the comments that the Trump Jr. meeting with Russians at Trump Tower during the campaign was treasonous, unpatriotic, and bad shit. In a statement, Bannon called Trump Jr., quote, both a patriot and a good man, adding that, quote, there was no collusion and the investigation is a witch hunt, end quote. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. The Trump administration canceled provisional residency permits for 200,000 Salvadorans who have lived in the country since at least 2001, leaving them vulnerable to deportation. 2. Oprah Winfrey is actively thinking about running for president, according to two of her friends. Winfrey's speech at the Golden Globes, where she said, quote, a new day is on the horizon, spurred chatter about a 2020 run. 3. Donald Trump tweeted about his consensual presidency, misquoting a New York Post column that had said Trump's presidency had been enormously consequential. And 4. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster said there was already evidence of Russian meddling in Mexico's election, which is set for July. Remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keyser. Until next time, I'm Joe Andides.
It's that bad.
It's that bad.